Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Ayatollah Khamenei issuing a statement saying U.S. military bases in the Middle East are no longer safe. This comes hours after the U.S. conducted strikes on the Islamic Republic, with U.S. Central Command giving an update. Spokesman Timothy Hawkins saying, quote, U.S. forces conducted self-defense strikes in southern Iran today to protect our troops from threats posed by Iranian forces. Targets included missile launch sites and Iranian boats attempting to emplace mines.
With economic pressure mounting, the Trump administration says the Strait of Hormuz will be reopened soon, no matter what.
The straits have to be open. They're going to be open one way or the other. So there's no country in the world that's in favor of a tolling system except in Iran. So that's not acceptable. That cannot happen. The straits need to be open, unimpeded, without tolls.
Folks, that's the most ridiculous part of this whole thing. The idea that, well, you know, the straits got to be open. Well, it could have been open. We ran Project Freedom for 24 hours. Remember, we were going to escort those 2,000 tankers through. The oil market would have long since been normalized had we started this weeks ago. But then remember, Pakistan, who is not our friend, but who, for some bizarre reason, is mediating these talks, Pakistan said, hey, we don't like this Project Freedom. Could you just basically let Iran run wild? We said, sure, why not? And the cargo ships ended up parked where they remain today. Now, here's the irony. The whole time, Pakistan was betraying us because it had allowed Iran to hide part of its air force in Pakistan, to hide it from us. We thought we'd totally destroyed it. We hadn't. Then, while we're being betrayed by Pakistan three ways to heaven and looking, quite frankly, ridiculous, Iran added further humiliation by mining the strait this weekend. The news of which broke hours after Trump announced, hey, you know, we're making progress on this deal. Obviously not. Then this morning, you had the new Ayatollah Khomeini, that's Mojtaba, who I'm not convinced is alive, but whatever, somebody speaking for him put out a statement saying that they were going to continue with their trademark chants of death to America and death to Iran. Mojtaba, as you heard in the beginning of this podcast, also said U.S. bases aren't safe. Well, that's not a surprise. If you listen to this podcast, you know Iran's never stopped bombing our bases, not since the beginning of the war, and China's been doing the satellite targeting. In fact, a little over a week ago, they bombed our base in Erbil, Iraq. Not Iran, Erbil, Iraq. Now, most of our bases have skeleton crews on them right now because Iran, again, continues bombing them. despite the ceasefire, and then we pretend they don't do it, and it just goes on. What concerns me about Erbil is we haven't released any kind of update, casualties, no casualties, all of that still classified. And most people on our side, I don't even think realize that Erbil got hit. Well, did you see what happened overnight? Multiple senior IRGC commanders were killed in U.S. strikes on IRGC sites in Baghdad, Iraq, including a deputy overseeing operations in Iraq. And it's so strange to me because if you read foreign papers, you know, English language, India, South Korea, Israeli, they're all reporting this. U.S. media is not. So, folks, I don't even think realize that our bases keep getting hit. I don't know if there's been any injuries. And our response has just been to pretend it's not happening. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal just published an editorial begging Donald Trump not to make a bad deal with Iran, calling the current deal on the table a betrayal. Is any of this surprising when we finally figured out, end of week last week, exactly who we've been negotiating with? IRGC Commander Ahmad Vahidi. He was one of the masterminds behind the 1994 bombing in Argentina and the 1996 Khobar Towers attack, where 19 U.S. service members died. Again, as I said last week, wait, we've been talking to this guy? So we know where he is? Well, then why is he still alive? The best advice I've seen to the Trump administration lately was published this morning by Citizen Free Press. This is what you tell Iran. Open Hormuz immediately today. There will be no tolls. For every ship you attack, we will kill 10 members of parliament, regime, or IRGC leaders. The killing will be relentless. No frozen funds will be released to Iran until the people of Iran are free. We will continue the naval blockade. Strategic bombing and airstrikes will begin again. There will be no bailout for the mullahs. We will never capitulate to the enemy. But since we've capitulated on just about everything, the demands from Iran are growing. End of last week, they decided they wanted to toll the strait because why not? Why not ask for that? And this morning it broke that Iran is demanding the release of, get this, $24 billion in frozen funds. And $12 billion must be released immediately or they will not sign the Memorandum of Understanding. Again, they want $12 billion up front. This is after they've bragged as recently as the last 2 weeks that they're rearming with the help of China and Russia. And folks, we know they are because we've got not one but two Chinese ships rearming them in that period, just the last few weeks. Folks, the beginning of this war was brilliant, as it was necessary. I love the president who did it. I don't know who this guy is. It's like somebody showed up and body snatched him 6 weeks ago and replaced him, well, with this guy. And the fact that it's been confirmed that we're seriously considering releasing those funds to Iran when they'll be used to buy weapons pointed right back at us is insane. But now it's becoming clear why Trump might be considering this. Lindsey Graham actually wrote this the best. If, in fact, as a result of these negotiations to end the Iranian conflict, our Arab and Muslim allies in the region agreed to join the Abraham Accords, it would make this agreement one of the most consequential in the history of the Middle East. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan. Joining the Abraham Accords would be beyond transformative for the region. It would be a brilliant move by President Trump. And he's right. It would, you know, joining the Abraham Accords, especially for Saudi Arabia, would effectively end the Arab-Israeli conflict. I mean, that is massive stuff. Is this why Trump is letting the Strait go to hell? Because, folks, again, we could be doing these escorts. Instead, we're letting Iran drop mines in the Strait. Is that to put pressure on these countries? I don't know, folks, but if Trump leaves the mullahs alive, it's not going to matter whether they sign the Abraham Accords or not. Ted Cruz nailed it over the weekend. If the result of all that is to be an Iranian regime still run by Islamists who chant death to America, now receiving billions of dollars, being able to enrich uranium and develop nuclear weapons and having effective control over the Strait of Hormuz, then that outcome would be a disastrous mistake. Because remember, as I've documented in previous podcasts, folks, Iran is really Chiran. It's just a proxy of China. And China will use Chiran in the street. As I've said so many times, these tolls are going to be backed by violence. And the demand is not just going to be money for passage. It's going to be that other countries buy and sell their goods in Chinese currency or some form of Iranian cryptocurrency or both. That disaster is so massive, any signature on the Abraham Accord, simply not worth it. But folks, I think Trump's blinded here by ambition, and it's really a good ambition. I don't see why they can't do this after they kill the Iranian cult that leads Iran. Because folks,
finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
As I've explained before, this is a death cult, okay? And these people believe that what they call the Mahdi, what we call the Antichrist, is a person who is genetically related to them, and that it is incumbent upon them to start the world war that will bring the Antichrist out of hiding, because he, you know, they have to please him with the level of bloodshed and death that they cause. And then when he comes out of hiding, because they are his family and they're genetically related, that's why they're so inbred. They literally are inbred. That's why Moshtab is dumb. He's literally dumb. I mean, he's known to not be that bright. That they will then rule the world. Folks, this is madness, okay? You cannot cut a real estate style New York deal with these people. You have to kill them. And by the way, killing them down to the last one's only be a few hundred people. And by the way, Israel wants to do it. Here's the thing, we don't even have to do it. We just have to let Israel off the chain. As I pointed out to you many times, playing General Jack Keane, most Americans don't realize the bulk of the strikes in Iran were not us. That was Israel, and they can finish it. They're begging to. Folks, you got to get rid of these people and get something approaching a normal democracy. Look, folks, at least not a death cult running this place. Because what you need the leadership to do is one simple thing. Cut China out. Because, folks, the risk Trump is taking here is breathtaking. The parallels here to the Afghan war are uncanny. Remember, folks, if you look at polling for Joe Biden, you'll see it's straight down after the Afghan war. He never fully recovered from that. What did he do? He turned Afghanistan over, not to our allies, the UK. They were begging, hey, we're cool with it. If you want to leave, just turn, you know, Bagram over to us. We left in the middle of the night. We turned it over to the Taliban. And as a result, our precious service members were slaughtered at Abbey Gate. And American people never forgave Biden for that, nor should they. Well, that's exactly what Trump is doing. If we get a broadside from Iran, and folks, Trump is on tape, on camera, saying, hey, I only took out 70% of the targets. The other 30% still exist. who's going to get the blame? And folks, it's going to happen when eventually one of these missiles, launchers, whatever, kills 20 service members when Trump let them rebuild.
Is it accurate to say you think the combat operations are over and done? But there
no,
may
I
be-
didn't say that. I said they are defeated, but that doesn't mean they're done. We could go in for two more weeks and do every single target. We've done probably 70% of them, but we have other targets that we could conceivably hit.
Believe me, Chiron is a student of American history. They've studied the Afghan conflict and the damage the way that Joe Biden rolled it up did, not just to him, but to Democrats. And what no one's talking about here, folks, is the revenge phase by Iran that so obviously comes next. And no deal with Iran will stop it, at least not with the current leadership still alive. And folks, not only is Iran bragging openly about rearming, even Netanyahu last week said that China was rearming Iran with missile components. One of those missiles hits the wrong thing. Think a cargo ship, kills a crew of 50, a God forbid one of our destroyers. It's on Trump now. But it's clear, you could hear it at the beginning of this podcast, the target that they want. They want to wipe out a base. And folks, remember, just months ago, Iran launched nuclear-capable long-range missiles it wasn't supposed to have at our joint U.S.-UK Diego Garcia base when our service members were on it. Remember, one missile failed and the other was only shot down because we were positioned just perfectly in the vicinity. Our service members, folks, again, were on the base at the time. And folks, that missile had a 1.5 meter space for a nuke. So it wasn't loaded with one, thank God. But the missile itself could have largely wiped out a base. What kind of missile was that again? A Karamshar. Do you notice the statement put out by President Masoud Pezeshkian this weekend of Iran? Everybody read it wrong, I think. He was talking about Karamshar, which is it's an anniversary in Iranian culture of the liberation of Karamshar from Iraqi forces during the Iran-Iraq War. You know, in other words, great Iranian victory. And so he posted on X, Karamshar today is Iran, the Persian Gulf, and the Strait of Hormuz, and that fighting off aggressors remains rooted in the culture of the land. But notice the word he used, Karamshar. It's also the name of the missile that they launched at our base just weeks ago. Again, the one with the 1.5 meter space in its conical head for a nuke. Again, but it could do absolutely grievous damage without it. Mark my words, folks, our service members will pay a terrible price. Or innocent people will if Trump doesn't finish this job soon, because Iran is rearming. And folks, the revenge phase will be brutal. Remember, we originally attacked Iran February 28th, right? That was just 4 days after China announced a deal to sell Iran supersonic missiles that could be used against our destroyers. And they were, you know, it's a weapon Iran didn't have before. So that's why we had to hurry and do this, because we did not want to take the risk when the cost of confronting Iran and ultimately China, which uses Iran as a proxy, was dead sailors and a destroyer at the bottom of the ocean. So, folks, those missiles are no doubt still in play. And Iran will decimate one of our bases as soon as it is able, regardless of whether they've signed Trump's deal. So this is a breathtaking risk that Trump is taking here, trying to keep Pakistan happy so they'll sign some agreement that, folks, they've already betrayed us. I don't even think it matters. Anyway, the only way to stop this is to kill the rest of the cult that rules Iran now. That's why General Jack Keane keeps looking into the camera on Fox News and begging Trump. He keeps saying, kill them. You know, you have to kill them. The cult is small enough that it can be killed down to the last man. That doesn't mean we're going to like who rules Iran, but it does mean they'll be sane. And you can actually maybe negotiate with them. You can't negotiate with these people. And folks, remember, Iran is the country that armed, trained, funded, and logistically supported the unprovoked October 7th bloodbath. That's what they're capable of. The revenge phase will be brutal. A no deal with Iran will stop it. And it's coming soon if Trump fails to act to defend us. Every day is a massive risk. And it didn't have to be this way. I wish he'd stop listening to the Tucker Carlson wing of the party. J.D. Vance, who, by the way, is a good friend of Tucker Carlson. Tucker's son works for J.D. Vance. Tucker Carlson, J.D. Vance, and Jared Kushner, who is a Democrat wing of the party. And folks, what does it show this weekend that Iran targeted who? Ivanka Trump. And folks, they love to work through proxies. They're never going to put a T-shirt on a person, on an assassin, and send them. They don't work that way. They send assassination crews. We've arrested three of them to then recruit other assassins. Or this guy, this particular guy's a terrorist with very close ties to the Iranian regime. In fact, he's been pictured in pictures with Qasem Soleimani. So folks, why would you go after, if you're Iran, Ivanka? For maximum humiliation, because Jared is the one sitting across the table from you. He's her husband. To maximize the humiliation value, literally humiliating America, and turn public sentiment against Trump on this war, he needs to end this regime before it's too late. And time is ticking. Every day is a risk.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.